Rapid fire. Rapid fire. All right, Teddy, rapid fire number one.
Okay, which Buckeye draft eligible player would be a great fit for the Bengals and the Browns this year?
It's one guy for both teams or the same guy for both teams?
No, it doesn't have to be the same guy. But just give me a guy for the Browns and a guy for the Bengals. That would be great fits.
For the Bengals, I'm going to go with Wyatt Davis. You can never have too many offensive linemen for that team. For the Browns, I'm going to go off kilter a little bit. I'm going to say Sean Wade at safety. That's my pick.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously are trying to make that safety position stronger. I'm going to go Tommy Togiai for the Browns just because I like what he does up the middle, and I think he's going to be a really good force there for any NFL team that drafts him. And it's not going to take a high draft pick, probably like a third-round guy. Bengals, I'm with you. Wyatt Davis would be the pick, but if he's not available when you're picking, you also got Josh Myers, right? I mean, you've got offensive line talent coming out. The Bengals would be good to get either of those guys, so that's who I would say.
Rapid fire number two.
Are you guys pulling for Gonzaga to go undefeated, or do you want to see them get beat?
I don't care. I don't hate them.
I want them to lose.
At this point, screw them. What's the difference? You have a lot of hate for Gonzaga?
Yes. Pent-up anger against Gonzaga.
All right.
Gonzaga.
I want to see good games at this point. I don't even really care who wins as long as Michigan doesn't. So that's my pick.
Yeah, I agree with that. If it came down to Michigan or Gonzaga, then obviously I'm rooting the Zags every time. But I'm looking for some upsets. I want to see some of that. So, yeah, give me that tonight. I hope USC gets it done.
Rapid fire number three.
Which team will Sam Darnold be playing for next season?
All right, listen to me. Because this is going to happen. All right, are you writing this down?
I'm writing it down.
You don't need to write it down. You just need to remember that the Denver Broncos will have Sam Darnold as their starting quarterback week one when they trade a second-round pick to get him. Take it to the bank.
Okay. That's fine. Are you still lying naked on the floor
I'm not torn on that one.
You're not torn. Okay. I'm going to say he goes to the Panthers. I'm going to say they make a move to trade and get him because I don't think they are sold on their current quarterback options, and I think they're going to try to make that move because they're going to be sitting, what, at 8th, I think? 8 or 9th in the draft, right there with where the Broncos are. And I think they're not going to like the options at quarterback that are falling to them at that point. And short of them moving up, I could see them, if anything, going and making a move to get Sam Darnold, so I'll say that's where they go.
Rapid fire number four.
The Reds and the Indians are projected to win around 81 or 82 games this season. Which team do you think will end up with the most wins?
Tough call here.
It is a very tough call. I find it hard to believe that you would have another season offensively, the Reds, like they did last year, because I think there's too much talent on that team offensively. The Indians, I can see them having another season where they don't hit because there's not a ton of offensive talent. However, they will be kept in games because I still like their pitching staff. That is a cop-out because I just gave you pros and cons for both teams. But if I had to pick, I will say the Reds win more games.
Yeah, I've got the Reds too. I mean, I think the Indians, unfortunately, they are going to see a more rapid decline here. I think the Reds are going to... Like, the Indians have still more room to go down. I think the Reds played about as poorly as we could expect that lineup to play. So I expect them to improve this year as well. So I'm going with the Reds.
Rapid fire number five.
All right, Mike, I know you have tons of CDs, and I want to know, what's your favorite album cover of all time?
Oh, album cover, just based on artwork.
Yes.
I'm going to say Collective Soul Dosage is my favorite album cover of all time.
Is that the one with the bees on it?
Yes.
Ah, yes. I'm with you. Bees are great. I knew that's what you were thinking. You love them so much.
I do love them.
I will say I was torn, Mike, lying naked on the floor like you. I was between two albums here.
Let me just get this straight. Are you mocking me or Natalie Imbruglia?
No,
because I will not stand for that.
I'm not mocking anyone.
Mock me all you want.
That's in the song. I'm just saying it.
I'm just saying Natalie Imbruglia also knows there's no chocolate in Reese's Pieces. Which you didn't know.
I agree. She's very smart. She would know that. Green Day, Dookie, I always thought was iconic with the cartoon artwork. Yeah, I like it. It's like a Where's Waldo, but not. Anyway, I like that one. But I also was very partial to Blink-182's Enema of the State back
in the
day.
That's also a very distinctive cover.
Nurse on the cover. And again, nowadays, I don't think you probably put that out as your album cover. But at the time... You know, being like in just out of high school, that was a cover for me that was very okay. I was very all right with that cover at the time. Different person now, Mike. But back then, yeah, that was my favorite album cover.
Teddy, what's your pick? Do you have a pick?
I was thinking about this, and probably the Led Zeppelin debut album with the Hindenburg disaster on top, you know, coming down.
Oh,
the Zeppelin, yeah.
It's always fun to watch a bunch of people die.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
That's probably my favorite, yeah.
That's so nice.
It didn't matter what you said, he was going to mock you.
Actually, I will tell you, one of my favorite album covers that I don't think as many people know. Are you familiar with Dio? Ronnie James Dio? Anybody?
Oh, no? Yeah, absolutely.
I'm familiar with him.
Holy Diver.
Yes.
That cover is just...
I don't know
it
that
is
one.
Weird as hell, but it's fine. That's exactly what I'm looking for. Basically, Mike, it is Satan whipping a person. I forget the person's significance, but yeah, it's just weird. And it's totally 80s metal. It's the type of thing you would see painted on the side of someone's van in the 80s. That's what I'm saying. So Ronnie James Dio, or just his band Dio. Yeah, Holy Diver. There you go. Yeah,
Bone loves the devil. That's what I heard.
He's got those shoes with the blood in them.
Well, you know, Mike, that's a new thing. No one has ever used the devil to sell records until just this week. So no metal bands have ever done it. No one's ever done it like 40, 50 years ago. Nope, it was just this week that happened. So we should all be outraged.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand people who are outraged about anything. I really don't.
Yeah, like don't buy that album. Don't buy those shoes. They're $1,000. You buy a lot of $1,000 shoes. If you don't, then don't worry about it, because they're not coming for you.